Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, and where's the godfather crap? No! It's some Korean man.
Yeah, no, that dude, I don't know what happened to him. He must have went and did some other things. I'm just that guy.
Oh, you know what? We can pretend you him or whatever and just be like, damn, you had Ree Villalago, Cody.
Yeah. My eyes got a little smaller.
You got older.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, my penis just went inverted.
Yeah.
Yep. I pee on my nuts.
What the fuck happened to you?
I don't know.
You got shorter, too.
Yeah. You know, I don't like beer.
Yep.
I just drink whiskey now. I've converted. I sold my soul.
I thought you were going to say you drink daiquiris.
No, damn. God, no. I'm not that old.
Do they make daiquiris still?
They do. I think they still have them in those cans. One of those cans.
Oh, my God.
You get them in the liquor store? It's all slushy?
Yeah.
We should go get one.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we do a last drop episode of daiquiris?
No, we should do a last drop episode of shit you find at the liquor store.
Oh, like random liquor store.
Random liquor store.
Yeah,
you go
yeah.
to some random liquor store. You know it's going to be some Korean dude owning it. I'm going to be like, what up, cuz? And then go get some shit. And then...
And you know what's fucked up about Koreans? Like, first of all, the positive thing about Koreans is they always support each other and stuff like that. Whatever business they do. Except for the liquor store Koreans. They will double charge your ass. Like, when they see a Korean walk in, they go like, oh, yeah.
Like, who you buying this shit for?
Yeah, I'm gonna double charge his ass, whatever. Like, Yoon's in this Korean store, this liquor store, buying a bottle of Hypnotic that's supposed to be $15. Somehow, it jumps up to $45.
Yeah.
When he buys it. But when I step in line and buy whatever, the dude just looks at me and go like, $15.95. I said, oh, okay.
You guys are together?
$500. Oh, he tells Yoon this is a limited edition Hypnotic.
Yeah, I'm like, is that why it's green?
Didn't we talk about doing like an ENJ Hypnotic?
Oh no, I was talking about we would do something like those dirty ass alcohols like Cisco, like Booze Farm, all like that, like crazy stuff.
Mm.
You know, like Thunderbird.
God damn.
those cheap drinks that got you fucked up real
fast.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that'd been great.
So, people, this is a special edition here of The Last Drop here. This is finally the collection of the Corazon Expresiones Añejo.
Yeah.
Tequila. Bourbon-aged tequila, basically.
So
whatever.
Excited.
So, yeah, yeah. So excited here. What we got here is we're going to do a part one. We're going to do a part two. Part two, we're going to do all BTAC bottles. This part one, though, here, is we have the two Buffalo Trace bottles. They're basically the non-BTAC ones. We have the two Buffalo Trace bottles, and then we have the old Rip Van Winkle. Now, we initially were going to do all at once, but then we was like, that's like eight fucking bottles.
Is it?
One, two,
three.
Yeah,
it is eight bottles. Damn.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like,
tonight,
more like
today, I'm getting fucked up.
Tomorrow. So the reason why we didn't do all eight at once is because we said, well, by the time we get to the sixth bottle, we're probably like, they taste the same, man. They taste good.
Like, man, which one is this one? I don't even know, but it's fucking delicious.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah. Have you been shooting all of them? Why the fuck not?
Yes, yes. And I thought I would keep the spirit of tequila and bring out the shot glasses for them.
Oh,
instead
of
watering each glass, I just got three for each one.
I'm shooting.
So
they shooting. Oh,
made you look. I'm gonna take a sip first, and then I'm gonna shoot him.
I'm gonna do the same. Yeah. I'm gonna do the same because the last time, good looking out, Oscar over at the Lincoln House.
That's right,
man. I just shot the shit out.
You did.
I was like, "Ooh, tequila." Mmm. Like you didn't even taste it. Oh, I tasted it.
Your glass was fucking empty. We was like, "Wait, whose glass is this?" And he was like, "That was mine."
That was mine. Cheers, and I was like.
By the way, yeah, special thanks to Oz. He's the one that introduced us into these bottles and at the Lincoln House in Covina. Not West Covina, just
Covina.
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 Yeah. One of the best whiskey bars in all of whatever county that is. That's inland, right?
I think so.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah. I.E.?
Sure, let's call it that then, yeah. Whatever. First of all, it's a great little spot, too. The brunch there, is the food is good.
Man, their selection of alcohol is unbelievable.
They always got, like, an event going on there. And the whiskey there is not that bad price, too.
Yeah, it's actually, everything is great.
It's decently priced. Yeah. Only problem I have with that place is too fucking far.
Yes, unfortunately for me, it's way too far.
Yeah.
I live on the west side, and that's on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, even when we went, that took at least about
an hour
and a half.
Yeah,
it had to have been because we went on a Tuesday.
No, it was remember, I think it was Thursday.
It was whenever they do comedy night, because that's right, it was because whiskey you get $5 off on whiskey Wednesdays and stuff like that. And we ate really well, and Oscar, his hospitality was like no other.
Yep, was.
It was our first ever live show review at a bar, actually, whatever.
Yeah, Last Rock. And that's
It was fucking awesome, too, whatever. Yeah, so
someone got lit that night.
Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't us. It was Oscar.
No, I have to say, someone got lit that night. I refer to one of the two of us here.
Was it that redneck dude that was like, oh, the one that was like,
that one got the end. He kept talking hard as shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, he was the best.
Didn't he say the South won the war or some shit like that?
I don't know. You remember him and the ladies were arguing, and then,
he said some like,
he was being all racist.
Yeah.
Like, super racist.
And there was a black dude on stage who was like, you gotta admit, that enhanced his comedy, though.
Oh, he did.
It was like perfect.
I'm like, you would. Just fed this man all the material you need for the rest of the night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That man probably just threw away whatever he had to talk about and said,
oh, I'm fucking with you.
Oh, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
You stupid ass bitch. I'm not fucking with you. So, here we go, you. We are finally opening these things.
I knew what? I'm so excited.
When did we start to collect these? So,
okay, we went to Lincoln House. I think it was like, maybe
August, September-ish?
Ish, yeah, I would say, give or take. I know it was getting toward the cooler months of the year.
I guess we got to remember when Seb's birthday was. That's when we was at Giovanni's, and that's when we met Oscar, was at Giovanni's. And we literally went to Oscar's flight that same week, which was that Thursday following, because I think we went to Giovanni's on a Saturday. And I want to say that I'll let Yoon do the research on that one. But either way, though, so
I have a picture.
Oh, that's right. Yep. I got Instagram there. I can find it just for you. So let me just go on here into the IG's world.
I got pictures of Disney princess dresses and princess dolls.
So it was August 16th.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So we met Oscar though August 11th. So we've been drinking crazy that weekend. Yeah. So it was in August. So I want to say around September-ish is when we started collecting. And the reason why we started collecting was because I think I sent you a photo late night once that Liquor Mart Whittier had three of the bottles, whatever. And I was just like, And then, you know, we got the three and then we just like, we'll just drink it. But it was like, and then next, you know, the other ones just kind of started popping up. Like,
within a span of what? If that.
We got it in 2 months.
Yeah.
The first batch or whatever we had.
The majority, like 90% of the collection was already done.
See, and then the thing when we collected the first set, I remember we was just like, what now? And he was like,
let's get another one.
And then when you told me that, I started looking online. I was just like, wait a minute, these second sets are cheaper than the first set.
At the end of the day, Jermaine, look, it canceled itself out. If one was 130, the other one was 110.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's just do the math.
None of them were 130. Only the fucking Van Winkle was the one. The Van Winkle was the most expensive one out of all of them.
Yeah, that's the only one we need another one.
And that's the discontinued one now because the Van Winkles are being a little biatch.
I can't find that anywhere. But I love to add that to the official collection and say we are done.
So the rest of them had to range around, I think like the $80 to $90, whatever, when I first collected them. They were like $80, $90. Maybe the GTS was like $110. Because I got the GTS at Cork too, right?
I think
the first set I did. And then the second one I ordered online on that website from New Jersey.
And then I remember one place, they like reneged and screwed up and sent us a
fucking Caskers.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
And then they tell me, we're short staffed. We can't reply to you right now. What? Give me my money back, man.
How do you short staff and can't answer emails? It's fucking emails.
Thank you.
Who has an inbox that says it's full? How do you fill up an email?
Because remember, inbox? They were sending me those emails when I was emailing saying, our inbox is full. We can't. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
Like, I can understand, like, if your grandmother's voicemail is full because she gets, like, mad fucking telemarketing calls. But a email inbox?
So then I started replying to them on Twitter, and they were like, oh, we'll get that to you and stuff. And then they tell me,
don't have it.
We just found out our distiller, he didn't have that one. So I said, why did the fuck did you send me this one then? Like,
I was going to take this one.
Yeah, why didn't you just say, hey, you know what? We didn't have this one. Would you like to be put on hold for it? Or, yeah, like, or reserves? We'll give you back your money. We'll give you back your money, blah, blah, blah. Would you like something else? Would you like credit? No, they didn't do anything. They just not respond. And that went on for at least about a month.
Right.
And then probably, actually then some too, some chain, because we just was back and forth arguing. And that was just like, I don't want to deal with no more online places. That Caskers actually, was it Caskers?
I think so.
Yeah, because the one you ordered from was Cass Cartel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I didn't want to get it too mixed up, because I don't want Cass Cartel looking at me going, like,
Cass Cartel came through. They came through in the clutch for me.
But Caskers, fuck that site now. And then they try to send you an email, hey, we know that you already unsubscribe, bitch. You don't get no more orders from me. So, you know, you ready?
Oh, man. Am I ready?
Are you ready?
I can't wait.
So, we now, this is no bias. This is first time ever because we've only tried two. We've only did GTS and Old Van Winkle. Those were the only two we had. And then that whole time at Oscar's place, we were just kind of really just
shooting the shit.
We drank all kind of shit, to be honest. We was having Cavalon. We was drinking some peanut butter bullshit. We was drinking.
Oh, that's right. Yes. What's that called? What's the peanut butter one called?
Screwball.
Lamb chop?
Yeah. Piece of shit. That's what it's called. It's called peanut butter.
Oh, that's right. Screwball.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because we had the
that person needs to be shot.
First of all, we did the comparison. We had the George T. Stack bourbon. Then we had the tequila. Then we had the Old Van Winkle bourbon. And then we had the tequila as well. And then we had some Suntory Crest 12. Then we had some Cavalon. And then Oscar was just like, hold on, I want to send you guys away with something else. And we was just like, nah, we don't want to be. Why you gonna fuck our pals? It's like we had all this good shit today.
But we had to.
But earlier we had Red Spot too. Yeah. I think you had Red Spot, and I had. And then we Oscar treated us to Japanese, that new Japanese whiskey that came out.
Bottles. Yeah, at the bar.
I have both of them now.
Yeah, at the bar.
And we had something else. I had something else too, but I can't remember. So either way though, let's go ahead.
Ooh, we're opening them up and
everything. Let's try to play around now. Let's go ahead and drink this, baby. Yeah. Oh, that didn't come off properly. First of all, the bottles are pretty. They're pretty nice. They're gorgeous, actually. It's sexy. Ooh, look at that condensation.
It's thirsty.
Ooh, that means stick your tongue.
It's wet. It's like come and get it.
It's like an asshole that just needs to be licked every two times a day or something like that. You know. Hold on. Let's see what this cork sounds like.
Oh,
ooh.
Pop that thing.
Oh, damn. Get away from it. Oh, that shit hit me right in the face. Shit.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
Man, it smells like turpentine and some paint remover.
Shit.
Damn.
Holy.
Man, this cork is nice as hell, though.
Yeah, that cork is super nice, though.
It's like straight on wood.
I bought, like, the bottles, too, because I like the little dirt and grin that the labels have and stuff.
Yeah.
It like got bloodshot on it. Yeah, like
it's
that.
Grimy.
Yeah.
Like they had to, like, do something like hocus pocus to get it over the border.
It's almost like somebody killed somebody for some blood diamonds to get this motherfucking land. I'm just like,
Leo, blood diamonds. You know what? You just pour mine in there.
Just pour it in? Okay. Yeah. No jiggers needed then.
No jigger required.
Oh, it even makes that nice little. So, like we said,
getting a sniff.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, that man! This one actually smells like tequila.
Yeah, it smells like because remember the George T. Stack man, we would smell like bourbon. You was just like, ooh.
I was like, ooh, I'm like,
ooh, ooh, shit. And I remember you thought we were drinking bourbon. You was like, this ain't bourbon.
Yeah,
sip it. Ooh, that tastes like tequila. I don't get no bourbon on this one.
I kind of get it at the end.
Yeah, and the finish is definitely there. When you chug it the way we just did,
If you hit it with a sip, you get the tequila.
It's kind of light though.
It's very light.
It's very light. Very light. It doesn't have that tequila, especially for being a tequila bourbon age. Whatever, it doesn't have that burn at the end. Or whatever.
It's the surprising thing is that
it's smooth.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
It's quite good.
Really good smooth. Barrel number 12,824 here, sir. Bottle number 3,052. This was, motherfucker, that says bottle in 2014.
Damn.
damn, no wonder you can't find this motherfucking note. This is 7/28/2014.
Yeah, yeah. You know how long it took me to find that shit?
I could probably see why Oscar said that one's not the best Buffalo Trace one. I think it's still good. It's definitely very smooth.
I had to get it. I had to add to the collection. If I didn't have it, it would just eat at me, knowing the fact that I couldn't get
it. I
could have bought it while it was around, and I passed on it.
So this one was aged in Buffalo Trace for barrels for 10.5 months.
Mm, okay.
It definitely tastes way under a year, that's for sure. Like, it's not even hitting a 3-year term, but if I was a regular tequila drinker, though, I would have this. It's smooth, it's nice, it runs down really quick, whatever and stuff, and you don't get that burn, so it's just like, oh.
Nah, I'm waiting for the shit to hit me. Like, I'm waiting for that heartburn-esque type feel in my chest. I ain't got nothing.
No. That was smooth. It has a lot of the average tequila flavors to it, too, like especially the floral essence of it and stuff. You definitely get all the... What's that plant they used?
Agave?
Agave, yeah. You definitely touch the agave in there.
Yeah, I can tell when you first popped it open and gave me that sweet. Ooh, that's sweet. Mmm, yeah.
That smell was definitely stronger than the taste.
Yeah, you knew it was tequila.
Yeah, the smell was way stronger than the...
But I'm content. I'm content. Because this was the last ball we added to the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm content. You know?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's not like a bottle we had the other night that we'll talk about.
On
St. Patty's Day.
Damn.
We'll talk about that on St. Patty's
Day. Oh, man. Good. Don't forget that.
But this one,
that was a rough night.
This one, that night was great.
The night was great. Start it off, to kickstart the night.
Yeah, because you know what I did with those tacos, by the way? I had no sauce, no taco sauce. I stuck with A1 sauce. I said, it's carne asada, that's steak, ain't it?
I went up on that.
What'd you do?
I didn't want to get tapatio unless I'm like tacos.
And he was lazy?
Yeah, so I used the jalapeno mustard in the first one. The first two have that, when you get mustard and ketchup, it's got that water in it, right? I thought I shook it up just enough to mix it. Right. I was like, ooh, shake it up, Motussin, right?
Put some water in it?
And I shook it, and thinking, I should be good.
Shake it like a Polaroid picture?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And I even splurted a little bit in the container, like, it come out, right? Okay, I saw the little water come out. And I thought, I'm good, right? My mistake. I flipped it back up and put it back down, and when I squirted it, like that water fucking goo shit came out. I was like, fuck.
It's like when you come for the first time and shit like that, and it just drips out like ketchup and shit.
Oh, man. So I had to put those two tacos aside, but I ate the rest. Because I hit the first two tacos. I was like, oh, fuck. Ugh. Like, why the fuck does this always have water in it?
My black ass. I went straight to the fucking sauce cabinet and said, ain't no taco. What? A1 sauce.
I had tapatio, but I was so lazy, I just opened my fridge and just pulled out the jalapeno mustard. I said, oh, fuck it.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. The black peppered A1 sauce tasted really fucking delicious on them.
I bet. Yeah. It's like a barbecue taco.
Yeah, it tasted fucking great. Okay, I was like, damn, I drowned that motherfucker. I said, here we go, A1 sauce. Then I realized that bottle was $6. I was like, hold on, wait, save a little bit.
I bought that Moore's House jalapeno mustard at, I think, the 99 cent store. $1.
$1.99?
Man, believe me.
Talk about false advertising.
If anybody wants one, I'd be happy to send them one. That shit is bomb.
Oh, I should give that.
If you're like yellow mustard, like my ass, just plain ass yellow mustard. No honey mustard, Dijon mustard, just mustard. Yellow mustard, I'm your man.
You want to do this as a giveaway right now?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's do the giveaway. First comment on how about iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever.
How you could track it? Well, yeah. They mention something about mustard.
Yeah, yeah.
I will send you as many as I can get you.
Yeah. I do giveaway right now, dude. Okay.
Send you as many as I can get you, believe me. So if the store has 10, I will give you 10.
Let's just keep it to 1. Fine. Let's just keep it to 1.
Okay, I'm generous. Because it's technically only 99 cents, I'll give you 2.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, if you put mustard in a comment on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, whatever the fuck they call it now, where you leave reviews at.
Just give it 27 stars and then just write yellow mustard.
Yeah.
We good.
Just put mustard.
Oh, that's fine.
Just put mustard. Yeah. Just put mustard. Because people could be colorblind. You never know. They probably can't write yellow.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, she's so dusty. She's kind of mustard.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
That chick was mustard on Friday.
I bet. You wash your hands?
Yes, I washed my... that night I didn't.
Did you wash that hand? I didn't say wash hands. Hand.
Well, when I was showering, I had my hand up in the air like this the whole time. So I was like
Well, it's been, what, 3 days? 2 days now? 3 days?
Oh, I've been affected like a motherfucker.
Okay, does it smell affected?
Remember I told you when we got in the car, I was just like, my hand is numb, you.
Oh, is that the reason why you kept leaving your hand up the whole time? I was like, I wonder why he keeps putting his hand up. Is he saving it for something? He
said, my hand is numb.
Yeah, like, oh, I can't use his hand. I'm like, damn.
That's why I told you. I was like,
you're pretty good with that right hand.
I said, that's why I told you I had to go stay in the car when you went. I was like,
oh, that's right.
I put that light on it. I was just like, hold on, let me make double.
Exactly, with the tacos. I was like, why don't you just put one again out the car? Oh, because he's smelling his hand.
No, I had to go to WebMX real quick and get diagnosed.
Oh, the WebMD?
Yeah, WebMD. Sorry, I said WebMX.
Tell him, Doc. Does that look infected to you? Looks like a hangnail. Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Other side, my bad. Oh, yeah. That's your hand.
He said,
I can smell it through the phone.
He said, I can smell it through the phone. That's, I don't know about that.
Turn it off.
Yeah. He said, chop that motherfucker off.
It's like coronavirus. Oh my God. Someone, give me a Tecate.
I think he called it the room virus.
It's all right. It'll go away.
No, it's fine.
Drink some more tequila.
I'm a half breed. We don't get diseases.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. Half breeds don't get diseases or whatever. Only takes on one half.
The Asian side keeps it clean.
Yeah, it only takes over one half, and then the other half just bounces out. So,
yeah.
I'm like Thanos, baby. I'm perfectly balanced, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
It's like 60-40.
Yeah, I don't mind having 60-40, whatever 60-40. Shit. I'm black. I'm already
60-40.
My lifespan is 60-40. Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's all right.
Yeah. Ain't shit to live for anyway. Just
move into an Asian neighborhood. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be happening anytime soon.
Nah.
Yeah, Asians don't like me anymore.
No.
Yeah. I discriminate towards Asians.
Konnichiwa, bitches!
Yeah, I have favorites and least favorites. Like the...
Wait, who are your least favorites?
The vehement... No,
well, no, you moved from Long Beach. You're all right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're all right. They'll welcome you back.
No,
hey, welcome back!
No, coming back now, whatever. So the next one we got here now is the Buffalo Trace Old 22. Originally, what we just had was just original Buffalo Trace, but this one's the Old 22. This one is bottle number 84.
Yeah,
that's special right there.
That is
out of bottles. There's barrel number 12,887. This was bottled January 26, 2018.
Oh, so it's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad. That means it's relatively new.
This one was aged 22 months. In a barrel.
Hence the Old 22.
Mm-hmm. So, All right. Finally, something that correlated with each other.
All right.
Imagine if that shit would have said 23, it would have been like, wait a minute, hold on.
Like, who the fuck is counting this shit?
That would have been like that scary movie part where that ghost took that girl's panties off and it said Tuesday and it was Wednesday or something. He's like, wait, what the fuck?
What?
I'm not gonna lie. If I was that ghost, I'd have been like, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, yes, I
did. Yeah. I think he didn't give up. I think he fucked her still.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Now, compared to that one, this one looks...
Slightly a bit darker.
Yeah, like this one's got like that yellow. That's red. Ooh, so this is Indian and that's Asian. Ooh.
Or just
the lighting.
Or it could just be some chick in Cali that just got a really good tan.
Yeah, let's stare at that too. But you see that liquid foam up there. You see them streaks. You see them. It's saying drink me.
I wonder if you noticed that the caps.
The corks are cut off.
Yeah, all the caps are slightly different.
Well, this one's way darker, definitely, whatever. And obviously, this one's the older bottle. This is the ones that were discontinued and finished off, whatever. But this one, let's go ahead and pop this thing.
Pop that thing!
Christina Milianza.
Oh!
You just need one more?
Oh! Yeah, she's hot.
Damn, how's this not... This dry as fuck. Like, it's not got no liquid on it anything. Look at that.
Oh, it's one of those, like, fake plastic ones.
It's clean as shit, though. Look at that. You still smell it?
It still smells like coochie.
This one has no smell.
That's what I'm saying. You got that. This is like that.
Are you telling me that's
pussy juice? Thank you, little Wayne. Yes, it's pussy juice. Yes. Hey, flash your light over here.
Flash your light over here.
Tell me what this is.
You smell that?
It smells like pussy juice.
Yeah, I got money.
Are you all ready? Right, I am ready.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready?
I is ready.
No jigger required.
No.
No jigger
needed.
Oh, I told you, right? What'd about you the whole thing?
About my thing?
No, no, not that thing.
Oh, okay.
I tried to get a t-shirt made.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you did tell. You, right. You told, where's the cap at for this?
Oh, right here, I put it right here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you told us at the bar.
Yeah, so I tried to go and make this shirt, and I even built it out. It was a custom shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to charge me like, damn near like 50
what
bucks.
What site did you go to, or do you not want to say the site?
I'm not going to, I don't want to put them on blast.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I went to make the site, took a picture of a jigger, like a drawn-out picture of a jigger, not an actual jigger.
You didn't just take one from Google?
No, I just did. I found one on Google, took a picture of it, and then they asked me where I could put a caption, right? And I wrote the caption, strictly for my jiggers.
Yeah.
And the site wrote me back, said no.
Was there like a pretty well-known site that people do use to make
Oh, yeah, you could say so. Yeah, you could say so.
It wouldn't happen to be our sponsors.
No.
Okay.
Because... Look, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm trying to be funny, but it wasn't like a racist pun funny. Like, I'm being blatant.
Did you try
funny.
Wigger?
No, I just wrote Jigger and they wrote me back and said no.
You should have went strictly. See,
I went to go and put it in and then bam, ready to go, paid for it, and then everything got refunded and they sent me a letter saying we're sorry, but we can't make the shirt for you.
You should have just put
and the, it's one fucking shirt. One.
You should have just put the N on there and then it would have been funny had they said, approved. We'll send
it. I should go back and try it.
Approved. We'll send that to you right away.
Like, hey, thanks. We have to charge you an extra $35 for the end.
Yeah, and then give it to Terry for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Just send it to Tim.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, man. I didn't know that a t-shirt company would be so politically correct.
Well, but like you said, especially if only for one, though, too.
Just one shirt.
Mm.
No, but they said in their email that... It wasn't appropriate.
Well, I guess
their wording was something about it's not appropriate.
Well, because most of those shirt designs suit the design that you create tends to stay on their store or whatever and stuff. So they probably just didn't want people to see it or whatever and stuff.
Like, oh, we associate this shirt design because we designed it.
Yeah.
You know what? If that's the case, I'm just gonna go to downtown LA and have those
Have one of them.
The soap train companies make it for me.
Have one of those dudes that's trying to pretend like he's Korean and really he's fucking from the Philippines.
Whatever.
Stuff like that.
Whatever.
Have him make it,
because he loves K-pop.
Yeah.
He loves K-barbecue.
He starts wearing like the chains and stuff like that. You J-pop? I'm original K-pop. Oh, he starts throwing up K's and you're like,
okay. Yeah, but your last name is Gutierrez. What the fuck is going on with you, man? That's not right.
He's like, my family come from the Far East, bro. He's like,
yeah, Far East South. Yeah. You like Daniel and your Australia player?
Yeah, you sure you didn't mean Southwest? Yeah. And I ain't talking about the airline either, brother. Hold on. This is really light on the nose. The original one is stronger on the nose. Oh, it's opposite then. That was stronger on the nose, Buffalo Trace, but it was weak on the taste.
Right.
This one's weak on the nose.
But strong on the taste.
Oh, strong on the taste. Take first sip.
It tastes like nothing.
Did you get that little tingle zest for it, and then it just fades away?
No, I got it at the end. At the beginning.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning, it tastes like nothing.
I got the at the beginning.
It tastes like absolutely nothing. And then I had to wake it up.
This is the kind of tequila now that's kind of fucking scary because how you just said it was nothing. I bet if you had about three more of them shots, you'd be like,
I could kind of get the at the end. Well, you had to kind of shoot it.
You get what I'm saying? Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That agave really sticks out now. Shit.
Yeah.
Ooh. The agave is way bit more bitter than the first original one right there. Ooh, that's the thing. I don't. I'm not really big on as far as how I drink tequila. Mainly, how I drink tequila is always shots. I always shoot my tequila. But Javier's in Central City, great tequila bar. They got a great little selection there. There's a lot of high end tequilas that you can put in like a Glencairn glass and you like.
and sip it, dude, because it's like really dark tequila.
Yeah.
It's like really dark. And it's just
super heavy.
It's like super fucking heavy or whatever. And you're like, holy shit. I had some 2 years ago when we went to that Christmas party or whatever for that.
Oh, yeah.
And we was drinking and shit. And I was just like, man, this is a whole other world tequila for me or whatever and stuff. Because I'm taking shots and they're like, no, you're not supposed to shoot it. That's like high in tequila. I'm like, okay. This one's lingering now.
Yeah.
It's starting to stick now in the throat area. Like this one's sticking.
I can feel the body burn.
Yeah. Like, you feel it, like, slowly going down or whatever? Like, it starts
to... I can feel the tingle in my throat, but I don't feel it in my chest yet. Usually, I always feel it all the way down. That kind of, that heartburn feel.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so acidic. So acidic. But
still
first
smooth.
First one, non-existent. Second one, well, maybe because it's the second one, and we've already had the second one. I could feel it.
No, we let some time pass, though.
Yeah, I could feel it. I could feel it.
We've let at least 10 minutes pass before the first one.
Okay. I could feel it.
Yeah, this one I'm starting to feel now. It's got a little bit more of a kick. Ooh. You know, the more you talk, it starts to slow go down faster. You're like, oops.
Yeah, we're just forcing it down.
Yeah, it's just... That shit is leaving a burn.
it is so good. So good.
They're both very smooth, though, on the first shift, though.
See, these two balls are dangerous.
Yes.
They're so dangerous.
They're very fucking dangerous.
Because they're so easy. They're so easy on the palate, just easy on everything, that you could drink this shit every fucking day and become a legitimate alcoholic.
And then the thing is, you'd be like, you'd be telling me like, oh, how'd I get so fucked up? I'm like, what'd you drink? I just had these tequilas. And
I had some Corazon, baby.
I was trying to get off my expresiones, you know? I was trying to express myself, girl. Yeah. Express yourself.
Yeah.
So... Man, that one is really sticking. That one is really like that. Those agaves, man, are sticking out like a motherfucking dude. Like,
whoa. Actually, oh, you know why? First one was Reposado, and the other one, Añejo.
Yeah. That's why I was saying they don't make these, the original Buffalo Trace and Añejos, whatever. Yeah. It's just the Reposado one. So the Añejo lineup is the one that's like, yeah, that's the one you're trying to get, but... This one's the old, outdated one. That was like before 2017 when they started creating these bottles here.
Yep.
Hence
the 2014 date stamp on this sumbitch.
And you haven't, when was the last time you've been on this show?
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
I can't remember. It's been a minute.
Was it the, it couldn't have been, it was the Oscar show? No, we did something after that. Man, it's been probably since November, I would say. October?
I remember we did one. Oh, when you brought the
infused spirits?
No, it was the was it?
Yeah, it had been probably the infused spirits.
I remember that was a Cavalon or something in it.
Oh, we did a Cavalon
like a select.
Yeah, we did the Cavalon. We did the mix, the comparison of the new Cavalon, the Distillery Select to the original Cavalon.
Right. I think that was the last time I've been on the show.
That was a while ago, man.
Yes, cuz I'm now in the brand new state of the art
Godfather Lounge. Yeah.
It's high tech.
Yeah. It's got all kinds of Godfather stuff.
There's so much alcohol in this shit. Believe me, you would think you're walking into a BevMo or a fucking Total Wine or some shit.
It's better than BevMo.
But, right. No, I'm just saying that it's some high end shit. It's like the Whiskey Exchange.
But
in Compton.
Yeah. And then there's a bottle sitting right next to a photo of my sister right there.
That's a little dark. I think about you all the time.
Yeah.
When I drink this.
Hey, when I drink my baby.
Yeah.
That's the one that fucked my laptop over there.
That Wild Turkey?
Yeah, that Wild Turkey Red Breed, that Matthew McConaughey.
Oh.
Yeah. My goal for the last drop is to have some Wild Turkey with Matthew McConaughey.
Man.
On this show.
I wanted to do that. That what that shit he did? That shit was fucking classic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck is this fool doing? And from what I heard is that he just ad-libbed that shit. But it was something he learned from his earlier acting career.
I like to believe that Matthew McConaughey ad-libs everything he does.
He does.
Yeah.
I remember who coined it? Anne Hathaway coined it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, McConaissance. Like when he was just on fire.
You remember
and he was doing all that shit like Magic Mike and
not Magic Mike. Mike wasn't part of that. It was the smaller films he was doing, right. Whatever, like you know,
Dallas Buyers Club and stuff and like that. That thing with
the
her.
Lincoln Lawyer and stuff like that. There was all these little small films he was doing that like.
Man, I thought those two you just mentioned, the Dallas Buyers Club and Lincoln Lawyer. I thought Lincoln Lawyer.
Well, he won the Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club, and that's when he gave that fucking speech that made no sense.
Yeah, he's just like, he's probably on fucking Brer Bree.
That motherfucker, like, he started off just, I love that. That's one of the best pieces ever. He starts off speaking just like, I want to thank my mother, my beautiful wife. His wife is gorgeous, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to thank the man up above, whatever. And then he was just like, that right there, though, up above, the skies, the stars, it's like connecting Neptune to Pluto. He started talking to people. I love it because they put in the camera on the crowd. I was like, the They were like clapping. They was like, yes. And then when he
hurry
started talking,
his ass up and get him off the stage.
And then when he started talking about Neptunes and the stars, they were just like, what?
Yeah.
Who was it that won the? It was a female. She won the Oscar right after, and they tried to play her off with the music. And then she said, Matthew McConaughey can be up here for an extra 2 minutes talking about stars and Neptunes. I think I can stay an extra minute just to thank somebody, whatever. And then Matthew was, they put the camera, and he was just like,
because he was drinking that rare breed. He's like, you one of the rare breeds.
You know, in that commercial of Wild 32, they had him ad lib because he was just in the commercial just with that fucked up mustache.
Yeah,
he was twiddling his fingers. He was just like,
oh, he was so pumped that booger. Remember from the Lincoln commercial, from the actual, you know, or it was the Jim Carrey thing. He's like, why do I have this booger in my mouth still?
I like you playing with it. I ain't gonna lie, that's the best car commercial. I love it because he's just driving, but he looks cool. And he's just like,
yeah, he's like, I've been driving Lincoln before I became famous. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
God, Matthew, if you ever listen to this show, please. We want you on it.
Matthew Conahay, man, you're one of the G's out there. One of the OGs.
Man, because this motherfucker, I'll give him 15 minutes to talk about the stars and Neptunes, whatever the fuck he wants to talk about, okay?
I'll be 15 minutes? I just let the thing run to the battery. The battery ran out.
It's a battery time.
Like, it's not plugged in? Oh, it's plugged in now. Keep going.
Because I love the full commercial of that Wild Turkey one where he's just walking. And then there's this dude playing the guitar or whatever on the beach and shit with the fire pit and stuff. And he just sits by him. And then
he's that back. Brother looks like Andre 3000?
Yeah. And then he just sits down and he just starts twirling his face. He's like, oh, right.
Wait, is it Andre 3000?
No, that ain't. I think one of them was Andre 3000.
I swear that commercial homeboy looked like Andre 3000.
You know, I think it was. He just looked like it. It wasn't Andre 3000 because I remember people were asking.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, he got flavor. Because when I first saw it, I was like, damn, Andre McConaughey, he got mad flavor.
I think he
hip as fuck to the game.
Because I bet he was in New Orleans and shit because it looked like they was having a party.
Yeah, because remember, it's like him and Homeboy, and he's still playing with that booger, and he's got the fire pit, and Homeboy's like singing some shit for the commercial. Mm-hmm. I said, holy shit.
And he's like got one glass in one hand and he's laid back and he's just
chilling.
Like,
yeah. Fucking cold.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey's like the white version of the most interesting man in the world.
He is.
Yeah, he really is. So, you ready to pop open?
I'm all ready to pop that last one.
The old Rip Van Winkle?
Oh, man. I know this is.
You about to rip something, huh?
I'm about to rip something.
The main event now of today's show right here, the Van Winkle, the Winkleizer. Oh, my Lord. So, so you haven't been on since that episode, and you've been tuning in, you've been listening, you've been checking the stuff out. This is your first time ever in the Godfather, and I kind of, damn, that just popped right open. All right, dude, well.
It probably knew. It was like, oh, dude,
that,
okay.
That thing just got naked for you. It was like Marcus Houston. It was naked style, baby. Yeah. Shit. So, you know that motherfucker used to be Roger on Sister Sister?
Who?
Marcus Houston.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he was that, like, ugly-looking fucking kid, and then I was just like, wow. He sure did got better-looking after that, huh? Man.
Yeah.
So, look at this beauty right here, yo. Bottle number one. You could tell somebody just wrote that shit on it. It just sounded fucked. Wait,
didn't all of them get written
on it? Yeah, but this one, like, look at it, though. It looked dirty written, though.
Like, he just took a pen and wrote that shit.
It looked like he doubled that shit. Like,
man, that's even older than the other two, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, this one was 2013. And all these bottles are 80 proof. So they're all in the 40% range of alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So this one, the Rested in Old River, which we got this one from Court in local Long Beach there.
Good looking out.
Good looking out on that one. Look at that approved bottle. I don't know whose signature that is, but that's a different signature than this.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay, it's all good.
Yeah. It's all good. Who wrote? That looks like my initials.
Yeah. That looks like someone just scribbled some shit. Yeah. Like he had, into here? Like he had some like cerebral palsy, and he just told him to just hold the pen and just scribble some shit on it.
You gotta smoke a nice little blow. Hey, look, this is a perfect Valentine's Day bottle. Look, a little heart in the middle of the agaves right there. Look at that. Look at all of them.
A little
heart there.
Hence the reason why it's called corazón.
Expresiones.
No, because it's mi corazón. Corazón.
But expresiones, is the heart. Too. Expresiones yeah, means, you know, heart. You know, it's coming from the heart, coach.
Yeah, you know, the heart.
From the heart, you know. Yeah. I'm talking about my heart, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. When they you get got to your heart. You know what I'm saying? You got heart, little got heart, little nigga.
Yeah. Get on that shit.
Well, I ain't gonna beat you, but I'm gonna whoop your ass. Anybody remember that line from Baby Boy?
Yeah. You want some breakfast?
I'd have been like,
hell, fuck yeah.
Yeah, shit. Man,
what you making?
Because I ain't gonna lie, I saw them eggs. I was like, man, you better stop hating on that, man. Get some fucking breakfast. I love that scene, though, when Vin Rains grabbed him by the neck. He just snuck him by.
Yeah,
get your ass out here. The only reason why I didn't break your little fucking neck because I love your mama. Jody.
Oh, we have to say, though.
And then remember when he let him go? He was just like, you want something from the store?
Yeah.
I was like, that's love.
Because right his mom there. Was there. Because his mom was out at that time.
That's love right there, though. I was like.
But you have to say, though, Taraji P. Henson.
Oh, what a freak.
Remember how that love scene?
That's love.
Oh, I don't know what he was, but he was.
Didn't we talk about that the other day when we talked about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like, look, like, I'd be like, hey, I fucked her, but I'm in love with you.
Like, you get in trouble by a woman because you got caught cheating? Yeah. It's like, baby. There's only two things that I can tell you right now. One is, I might not know much. And I'm letting you know right now. I might not know much. But the one thing I do know is I love you unconditionally.
I mean, yeah. Love to you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You caught us fucking. Yeah, I fucked her. But I make love to you. I love you. Did you hear what I just said? I might not know much, but I love you. That's what I know. And I love
you. Sound like you've been in you sound like you've been in this position before.
Yeah, much many times.
That's what Yoon tells the strippers at foreplay.
I do.
It's like, I don't know much, but I love your toes.
Yeah. I suck your toes like butter on breakfast toast. Ooh. Look at that hot butter.
And then he'll tell you when it's done, I can't believe it's not butter, baby.
Exactly. Are you sure this thing, you know, country crock?
She's like, nah, that's a bunion.
Ow! Nobody was a little corny.
It's just, ooh, behave. I don't know about love, baby, but I fucked her. So what? I fucked her. I fuck all these bitches when I'm in shit, but that don't mean shit because I love you.
Right, I fuck bitches.
Yeah.
But I love you.
Taraji P was fucking hot in that movie, too.
Oh, God.
And by the way, speaking of sister, the dude that was Tyrese's friend, he was in T and Tamara's brother show, Smart Guy, whatever shit.
Oh, the little,
The black dude that was Tyrese's friend there and shit. Remember, he played just the comedic dumb.
Like, wait, isn't that some homeboy's brother or something?
I don't know, whatever. I just know he played the comedic dumb.
Isn't he Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother or something?
I think he is. Yeah.
They look the same.
Well,
Cuba's fat, and then the homeboy. I mean, Cuba's skinny. And probably going to jail.
Well, I tell you
and
what.
And then homeboy is Chuck.
Well, I tell you what. He played comedic role in that show, but he's gangster in this fucking movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
I wouldn't cross that motherfucker with that shit. Remember when he tried to sell that dress to that girl? Hey, if you want this fucking dress, hey, I'm trying to sell you, motherfucker. Yeah. I'm trying to keep a humble business out here. You been buy the fucking dress, bitch. Whatever. So, excuse me. Like Eddie Murphy did.
Let's go. I'm still stuck on Taraji P. Henson in that movie.
Oh, after Tyrese Crip walked on her?
No, pretty much. When he just put her butt to sleep.
Snoop Dogg did too. Multiple times. Granted, it was against her will or whatever, stuff like that.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Did he?
He was real in that show, in that movie, man.
Sure. Oh, never mind. I'm thinking of a totally different movie.
He was more real than Tyrese. Tyrese was a little bitch in that movie. Like,
wasn't there a movie when Snoop Dogg was in a wheelchair? He was a snitch?
Oh, you thinking of, I'm blanking on that movie.
Training Day.
Yeah, Training Day. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a snitch. Training Day. That's right.
I'm like, wait a minute. I swear it wasn't like a comedy because I know.
No. See, you messing up.
And Dark Skin Hutch. Yeah,
you really fucking up now because you just compared Training Day to Baby. Training Day is actually a good movie. Baby Boy was shit.
No, only time I watch Train a Baby Boys is to see Taraji P. Henson get her shit manhandled.
I'm not gonna lie, I do see, I like seeing old boy whoop that kid's ass too. That shit was fucking hilarious. Oh, and plus I watch it for Vin Rames too.
Yeah.
He was the first black landscaping business.
That's true. That's true.
Right, in Compton. Yeah. I think they were Inglewood too.
Oh, was it?
I don't know. Inglewood's now called Hollywood now, by the way, because of the stadium. Right.
Yeah, it's coming.
They literally called it the other day. They said Super Bowl's coming to Hollywood.
Yeah.
I was just like,
Inglewood.
You know, Hollywood's like another 30-minute drive, right? From
like, but those people don't know that.
Those people
don't know that.
They even booked a WrestleMania too and called it WrestleMania in Hollywood. I was just like, that's not.
Well, maybe because they try to relate it to Hollywood because it's in Cali.
It's still 30-minute drive to Hollywood.
It depends on where you at in Inglewood. That could be an hour.
That's like when you say, yeah, I'm going to L.A. And the next thing you know, you're in Anaheim.
Exactly. Where you going to L.A.?
I'm already here.
Yeah, this place called Anaheim.
Anaheim. Where
the hell? No, bitch. That's Orange County. Fuck you.
I actually know somebody that does do that shit.
Really?
He's lived here for years now. And he's from the Bay Area. He still lives out here. But every time he goes, because he hangs out in Orange County, he always says, L.A. is weird like that. I said, nigga, you don't even go to L.A. Like,
yeah, you go to Orange County.
Yeah, you go to Orange. He's just like, whatever. It's the same thing.
Don't get it twisted.
He said, whatever. It's the same thing. I said, No, it's not. He's like, they're all cities. It's LA.
No.
That makes no sense.
We keep that. We separate that shit, okay?
Trust me.
Yeah, we're like oil and water. We don't mix.
Try to tell a Dodger fan that the Angels are part of the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck came up with that dumbass idea? The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. All of that shit don't even work. First of all, you're not even nowhere near Los Angeles. Your ass is in fucking Anaheim. That shit's Orange County. So it should be the Orange County Angels of Anaheim.
So I guess to his point then, he don't even follow sports, so never mind. I was gonna defend him for a moment and say, well, I guess from his point they kind of fucked that up. But then I was like, wait, he don't even watch sports, so never mind.
It used to be the Anaheim Angels. But then they wanted to have that LA shit on there. You know why?
Speaking of which.
Because nobody wants to associate themselves with Orange County. Fuck no.
Well, speaking of which, since you haven't been on in a while, whatever, our Niners lost, by the way, and got cheated. Yeah. They were cheated. Yeah. How do you feel about that, by the way?
I am fucking hurting. And it hurt him.
And I love when the game ends.
I cried on the plane. Mind you, people, I watched this wonderful game at the time, 3 quarters of wonderful football, on an airplane flying back from New York.
I gotta tell you, I love how they were just talking about how we were just cheated. Because those 4 plays that were not called out on, I was like, there's no point in talking about it now. They talked about that shit the whole week through about, like, I can't believe they didn't call fouls on this, whatever. I was just like, game already over, yo.
Yeah.
You should have called that shit when the game was happening, remember? Like, yeah. I was saying, like, fucking Kansas City cheating ass motherfuckers, whatever shit. Anyway, yeah. Though.
Pop that thing!
All these popping chords, they all sounded gorgeous. Yeah. Damn, you just rushed your chord.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
This is the old Van Winkle.
The one we can't get another one of. Well, as of right now.
I can get another one. I'm just not paying $180 for it.
Oh, God.
I'm just not paying $180 for it.
If I'm desperate, maybe.
Why would I be desperate? This bottle's going to last forever.
That's true.
Why would I let...
I'm like, hey, Green, it's 2055.
Do you think I'll ever...
Let's get that last drop of that old Van Winkle.
Do you think I'll be able to finish over 200 bottles in my lifespan right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, oh, yeah. I just wanted to check.
Oh, yeah.
So the main event time now, him. The main event. What are you gonna know?
Oh,
damn! That one's heavy in alcohol. That one's way heavier in alcohol than the other two.
It smells like
Jesus. No, you get the bourbon on this one, definitely, without a doubt.
Oh wow!
There is like woof, man.
Going in for the sip.
You know, here's the thing too. On these other two, the Buffalo Trace ones. Both of them, too. Those are definitely probably the lower-end ones. Now, when we do the B-Tech part two, man.
Man, I have to say, this was a great call, how you did it.
Yeah.
How you gradually went from the Buffalo Trace, Old 22, and then this.
Yeah.
Because this now tastes like The nothing bourbon. Like tequila.
No.
I could actually sip this and enjoy this.
This tastes like bourbon or whatever. So.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I'm good at on this show, whatever, is damn near, if it's damn near my job, is I'm great at picking lineups on, like, what goes in order. That's why Cody always let me, even though I'm not the godfather of beer, he always lets me pick which beer to go first with and shit. Because I'm pretty damn good at picking what lineup, how it goes and stuff. And I can sip this motherfucker. Like,
I don't want to sip this.
Same here. Like, I'm just like.
I'm going to do it.
This is a perfect fucking combination of the bourbon and tequila. Woof.
Wow, that's good.
But you know what? This is also a testament to just how good Old Rip Van Winkle is compared to Buffalo Trace.
Oh, there's that burn. Oh, yeah.
You even get the burn on the sips, though, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, my turn. I'm chugging it.
Whoo. Oh, dragon breath. I feel it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, here, let me breathe a little fire in. Ooh.
Damn, Game of Thrones.
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
That was good.
Ooh.
That one is good. Ooh. That was really good.
That is the perfect blend right there.
I'm having my Darth Vader moment.
I thought you were going to say, no. I thought you were going to say, Padme, I love you.
Old Van Winkle. I am your father.
It is true. Such a.
Oh, fan. Wait. And speaking
of. Oh, you got a Star Wars shirt
on. I got my Star Wars shirt on. Yeah.
Oh.
Peeps, I got my Star Wars shirt on.
Got a Star Wars lightsaber up.
Yeah, I bought it at Old Navy for like.
It's sitting right next to my pig pen, dog.
$8 went on sale.
It's sitting right next to my new pig pen, dog.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a big fan of this dirty motherfucker.
This
is my favorite. If you don't know people, I'm a big fan of the Peanuts Gallery, and my favorite character is this dirty motherfucker right here. It's because
we relate.
This dirty motherfucker. Like, so they finally started selling his toys now at the Knott's Berry Farm store outside of the park or whatever and shit. They
finally.
They never sold.
Yeah, because they always sold like Charlie Brown,
Charlie, Lucy,
right,
Lionel, and fucking Snoopy.
Snoopy,
the bird,
right.
Woodstock, whatever shit. Other than that, no. Oh, yeah. They even had the black character before they had Pigman.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
So they finally got this dirty motherfucker now. I was like, he gets to sit on the top shelf. He gets to sit. This motherfucker. Remember in the movie that they just came out, which is really good, by the way, the animated movie that just came out, he had a girlfriend that was dirtier than him.
I was like, yeah, they be having some dirty sex. Yeah.
Their foreplay is kinky.
Oh, I bet.
He's like, I throw some dirt in your eyes.
Yeah. He's like, ugh. I'm like, I bet you my penis smells worse than your vagina.
She's like, I got that blue waffle special for you.
Yeah. She, my shit is so nasty, I can make bread in my shit.
He's like, I got 24 karat dirt for you.
Yeah. I got yeast, okay? All you need is some other shit. Some flour, eggs,
He's like Dirty D from Pootie Tang and shit. He's like, you got the stuff. Slides him at Dirt Rock or whatever. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Shit. You can't tell me that's not the greatest villain of all time.
He is.
He's low down and dirty. Yeah. And he's dirty.
Right. He got that big ass jacket on, that big ass fucking hat, and he's just dirty as a motherfucker.
And he had his own theme song, too. It was low down and dirty. Every time he pulled up in the car, it'd be like, bruh. Low down and dirty in this dirty town.
Hey, weren't these girls dirty too?
Yeah, they were dirty. They all dirty and whatever. And then Froggy was sitting on the hood of the car and shit with that green suit on and shit. New age blaxploitation people.
Oh, that's the best.
And then he had Pootie's powers because he had that belt, baby. Shoot.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he have his own belt?
He had Pootie's belt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but he couldn't work the magic, whatever. So
he didn't know how to whip it out.
So Pootie gave it down for him. You know what I'm saying? So and that's where I like to believe that Pigpen was created from. Dirty D.
Dirty D.
That's right. Yeah. So man, that was the best pour.
Yeah, it was. You see, look at the color.
If I can give my ratings right now, whatever, I'm gonna go for the original Buffalo Trace. I give it a 2.5. I'll give this. I'm actually the old 22. I'm on 2.533, regular 3, whatever. This is the last drop of Van Winkle. That's the last drop for me.
Yeah, I have to agree on the the rip, because that shit just ripped through my fucking my
your intestines,
my intestines and everything.
You still feel it?
I'm still feeling.
You've been rubbing your chest.
Man, I've been rubbing my chest like Cedric does when he like rubs his gut and
and that one too. I don't know if you noticed, but you get a little sweaty, like a little hot too. You a little hot and bothered.
Man, this got me going. I got some jet fuel. I got some jet fuel in my system now, so I'm ready. I'm ready.
I got some tiger blood.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to party. What time is it? Is it time to party? It's time to party.
This one actually got me hype.
This got me on hype and shit. Quick, someone call E40. Let's party.
Yeah, get that 40 water.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I just drank some.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's like that.
Yeah. Say bitch like me.
You know what? Yeah, because these two, they didn't get me, but this one's got me like, hey, you ready to go hit this? Let's go do this right now, whatever and shit. Yeah. Like, this
one's gonna hit a lick right now.
This Van Winkle one is the most dangerous one out of all of them now. Because why I say that? Because this shit probably have you doing some coke, ecstasy, and some shrooms at the same time right now. Right. I'm feeling like he's just saying, I'm feeling hyphy right now.
Right. There's a butt sex in it.
Where is Tommy the Clown at right now? We can get hyphy. Be like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. with no clown face paint on.
No, whatever,
just,
man.
Just like, do it.
The straight butts.
Do it. Just do it.
Do it in do the it. Butt.
Yes. When it's time for sex, you do it in so, the butt.
So you know, we've been going for 55 minutes now, hitting that hour mark now. Obviously,
I noticed that's been the norm.
Yeah. It's been the norm lately, whatever.
Yeah, because you don't want to overdo it and put too much extra on it.
Well, it's not even just too much extra on it, whatever. It's just that we noticed we've been having those sound issues, whatever. So
technical difficulties.
Yeah, technical difficulties. But for some reason, though, ever since then, though, it's been ending up in those hour range marks, too.
Okay. So for those out there, don't buy a Mac.
And fuck you. Hey.
Okay, if you do buy a Mac, buy a Macintosh. Speakers.
Oh.
Yeah. Not a computer.
Well, this is... Plus, you know, tomorrow's...
Tomorrow's President's Day.
Yeah. So you can get your President's
Day. Tomorrow's President's Day. I ain't got no fucking work tomorrow.
You ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do. So, you know
what? Yeah, I'm gonna get drunk.
Hit that shit then, whatever stuff.
No, hell, I can't drink all that.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Plus, we got to go out, so. Yeah. Keep saying whatever. So, Yoon, thank you for coming on and joining me.
Thank you for having me here at the new and improved
Godfather Lounge.
Yeah.
We're gonna call you the Godfather of Koreans.
I thought I was just that guy. I'm just that
you
guy.
You're gonna be the Godfather of that guy.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
You're the Godfather of that guy.
Wait. What did I say when I first started coming on the show?
You said,
I
was the space between your legs.
No, I said at the end, but I was the I said something just derogatory as fuck.
It's been a while.
It's been almost three months now. Oh, shit, something to do with underage drinking, and I like young drinks because they're all underage or something. I'm the like the.
Anyway, now
the whiskey pedophile or some dumb stupid shit. Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, yeah.
Because all my drinks I like are underage, right?
Bullshit. My 21. Well, Red Breast. Wait,
okay, that one doesn't make. That's different.
Red Breast King, right?
Right. I love Red Breast.
I love hot titties.
Who doesn't like a hot titty in their mouth?
Yeah, I like a hot titty. Yeah,
I can let that swirl in my mouth for a minute.
Yeah.
Hot titty.
Oh, delicious.
Keep it real.
You know? Holla.
But then, yeah, I remember I said, I gotta check. I need to go back to previous episodes and figure out what the dumb shit I said.
Well, anyway, though, you're the godfather of that guy.
I'm just that guy. Yeah, godfather right now. That guy.
So, yeah. Thank you for joining me on this one.
Thank you for having me.
And then part two comes out, and then they'll be like, oh, that's where we really get fucked up. Because
that's
when the higher shit comes in now.
That's like five of them.
But it's B-Tac, too.
Oh, God.
It's B. You talking about the William Malou Reller. You're talking about George T. Stagg, the Thomas Handy, and the Sazerac. That's those four right there. So we did the Buffalo Trace. We did the non-BTAC on part one right here, whatever. And then part two, we're getting straight into the BTAC lineups, whatever. And we're going to drink those, and we're going to fucking... We'll probably be fucked up, to be honest. I'm not going to lie.
All those at President's Day is going to be a great fucking day off.
Faribo, be ready for us.
Oh, that's right. I'm getting some fucking chicken.
Yeah, we need wings. I'm going to need wings.
Go get some chicken. It's going down.
Yeah, because if this Van Winkle was the one that just got us like hype right now, I can only imagine what the four of those are going to do.
Oh, my goodness. I know, huh?
Mm-hmm. So with that said, like always, as I always say, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB. And as I always say, livers will never be the same. Cody says glasses will never be dry.
And the space between your legs will always be wet.
I miss hearing that. Cheers.
Wet spaces
on my face.
Oh, I hope it's creamy.
It's very creamy.